Then we had about three outside smaller barns, one for cows and one for, had a big seed house down there and had a shed all the way around it. And I had goats and sheep too. And that's where we kept those. Then we had another place there where I kept the hogs. We kill about 10 or 12 hogs every year. And of course, fed the corn to the hogs and the mules. And we raised practically everything we ate. There was our meat, we had milk.
Where'd you keep the meat?
In a smokehouse. Now, that was a house about 20 by 30. It's close to the house. And you had huge boxes and kill this meat, and you salt it down, buried in salt. They stay a certain length of time, then you take it up and wash the salt off, and you'd hang it up inside the smokehouse. And let it stay there. And of course we grew ribbon cane syrup, what we call Louisiana, a blue cane. And that was a lot better than sorghums. And we also had the sorghum too, but that wasn't as good. And you put this, first you used to have jugs, stone jugs, that you put your molasses in. Then later on they came out with a metal bucket. And you put it in these gallon buckets.
Well, did you keep that in the smokehouse too?
Yeah, kept that in the smokehouse.
What kind of meats would you salt?
Well, you all of your hams and shoulders and middlings.
And just pork?
Yeah.
Did people eat any beef then?
Oh, yeah. But you didn't have any refrigeration. You'd have to, people then, back then, most everybody during the summertime would kill a beef every week. And one neighbor would say, kill one this week, and he'd give his neighbors a quarter. And then the next time, that one would kill one, and he'd pay it back, and that's the way he had your beef.
What kind of vegetables did y'all grow?
Most everything that grew in the garden. We had a large garden and a good one. You have early in the spring, you put out your cabbage and onion, and then you plant your turnip greens and your mustard and your radish and lettuce. Then your beans and your okra and squash, cucumber.
Who would work the garden?
Well, we plowed, but Mother done me most of the work, the hoeing, did all the picking of the vegetables and everything like that.
What would she do with them as she picked them, those that you couldn't eat right away?
Well, canned. We canned a lot of stuff like beans and tomatoes and stuff like that. Used glass jars.
Do you have any fruit trees around there?
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of fruit trees. Everybody had fruit trees. And it didn't have all these insects and things you have now, and that stuff, a lot of times you find fine apple trees and peach trees out at old house places where there had been houses years ago, and it's growing out in the field, pear trees and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, what'd you call the place where you kept the stuff you were going to feed the livestock?
Crib. Then there was a special building there. You had your corn crib and a building of its own. It was made out of logs. And you kept your corn in that.
And did you have any other kind of feed? Where'd you keep it?
Well, we had this big seed house down there, about 20 by 20. It kept, sometimes we'd get cottonseed hulls and cottonseed. We fed a lot of cottonseed then to cattle. And that was good feed.
Did you have separate places to keep the cows and the horses?
Oh, yeah. Kept your cows in one barn and your horses in the other. And you couldn't keep them together because these mule goats would run these cows and sometimes kill them if you didn't get them, keep them separated.
Did